possible that Rebbia and Gomber could be part of that bridge to those 8th and 9th?
Yes. Yeah, both did a great job. Gomber getting there, and obviously Hicks and Bud all look right. But, those bridge innings are going to continue to give guys chances. Rebbe did a nice job, and Gomber continues to impress us, and even showed a little bit more today with the moving the switch hitter over and using the breaking ball. And I thought the changeup was very good. He's got some great weapons.
Some of the control maybe wasn't always there for Jack tonight, but he got out of it. So what did that say about him?
Yeah, the spots he got into, we talk about some of our veteran pitchers that way. When they get into a bind, you find they figure out a way to get it done, and that was impressive by Jack. He got into some deep counts where it was, a lot going on, and he stayed focused, and we've seen that now for a couple starts, right? We talked last time about him being on base and trying to keep his legs under him when he's still kind of trying to catch his breath after running the bases, and comes out and puts it back together. And today, having traffic and making great pitches when he did against good offense. So it was thought a great outing by Jack. He made the most of what he had.
With all the at bats that he had, the one against Chris Bryant with the bases loaded in the third, hit 97 on the gun. Can you just describe maybe just your pride and just what you saw in him in that at-bat?
Well, I think the battery there, Yachty going out and having a conversation and then figuring things out together, and then having Jack reach back and show some special stuff. But he had good movement all day. The sinker, at times you'd look at it from the side, it had a little bit even more depth than what we're used to seeing, and the slider was a swing and miss pitch for him again. It was a good use of his good stuff when he got in trouble, and he got into some deeper counts, which I know it's just going to happen. I mean, you're not going to get strike one every single time. You're going to have to work from behind, and when he got in trouble, he figured it out. But, I mean, didn't give up a lot, a couple of infield hits.
And follow up on Jack, just the idea of, like, lost two games in a row to the Cubs. He comes out and just zeros. Can you just describe, the calming aspect, they have zero runs, 5 innings.
We don't throw that on any of our starters. You'd like to say that you have that veteran presence. And we've got a couple guys, Miles has been like that. Michael's been so good this year. Carlos is the guy through our first game of the year and one of the top pitchers in the game for the first month till he got hurt. And you have some different guys that can step in and be that stopper for you. But to have a young player not get distracted by trying to go out and do too much and be that guy, but just be the best version of him. And it's a great way to go about this. And in the meanwhile, every time you do that, you're gaining the respect of everybody that's watching. And what he did today was very impressive.
You mentioned the mound visit Yachty made. Did you feel like Yachty had his fingerprints all over the game today?
He was really good today. There were so many little things. Some of those jams that, once again, we talk about how he's being careful in certain parts of their lineup, trying to get to another part and loading up the bases to get to the pitcher, making tough pitches. They were close pitches, not just putting them on. But that shows a lot of maturity with Jack, too, not to get into a spot saying, I don't want to load the bases. I'm going to make a pitch in the middle of the plate. And a big crucial time of the game, and it takes both guys working in unison. But Yachty he did a great job driving today, and Jack I thought were really in sync. But taking great at bats too, got robbed a couple times hitting the ball really hard, but he was fun to watch in every aspect today.
He now has a major league record for most games caught for one team ever.
Wow. Wasn't aware of that. Yeah, and just knowing how he's wired, those are the catchers love that stat. I mean, don't pay a whole lot of attention maybe to many others, but games played, you realize that you're doing something to help your team win if you continue to be in there. And for Yachty to be able to say that's something he's accomplished on a team that's been significant almost every season says a lot about him. Not surprising. And he looks great, and he keeps working hard so he can keep getting out there, and love to watch him play.
Jack dialed it up against Bryant, but how many different pitches or how much of his arsenal was he able to use to get out of those different jams? Because it didn't seem like there was one go-to that he had to rely on, but he did it different ways.
Yeah, he did. It was heavy sinker slider today, but he used it all over the place. And he looks like he manipulated the break a little bit too, where there was sometimes he was trying to get more depth in it, sometimes he was running it off the plate. He just had a real nice feel for the slider and thought the sinker was very, very good today. Yeah. Yeah, and then getting us going by legging out a straight up ball to the ground in the infield. That's amazing to watch him get down the line. Wonderful throw to third base. He's an exciting player to watch, and he's making things happen all the time. And it's just something that we're continuing to watch and learn what he can do, and he continues to show us new things. Yes, 100%. As soon as he hit that, I even said to Mike Schilt, push it here, and take a chance. That's a good shot.
How satisfying was it to see the offense keep churning in multiple innings down the stretch there?
Yeah, and you know, we actually hit double, right? So and we scored runs without hitting a homer, and then we hit a homer. So I think that just made everybody happy today.
Like a real baseball.
How about it? Yeah.
Was there some nonsense about Revy's first win in the clubhouse here before?
There was. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't a part, but I'm sure it was memorable being John was involved. But I wasn't even aware that was his first win. I know we celebrated first saves with him. He's had a couple now. Thought surely along the way somewhere he had been able to get one, but that's great for him.
He's been off and been in the shuttle for quite a while now. Is he going to stay around a little bit?
It's a great question. We got some guys coming back. So we have a number of guys that are throwing good enough to be a part of what we're doing. It's kind of been that way all spring. But there's some other players that we're looking forward to having back, having them right, and having them figure out how they're going to fill in.
On that note, any roster moves post-game?
Jose Martinez is safely in Philadelphia, so you can expect a move to be made. But you know, most likely that's made tomorrow.
Just to go back to Jack for a quick second, my gift showed you more mentally setting and circumstance and the atmosphere of this particular contest, national television.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. I don't think you're overplaying it. All things considered, as the last couple games didn't look quite right, and we needed him to go out and be really good, and he was. But and he did it in a very high pressure atmosphere the whole time, whether it's the crowd, the guys on base, and without giving up a lot of hits, it was impressive. And you know, to do it on the national stage, I think there are a lot of people going to be talking about Jack Flaherty. You start matching some of the numbers when you get your eyewitness of what he did. So you know, we celebrate that somewhat. Can be, like we always talk about, just try to limit distractions, get back out there and pitch. And he is so regimented that I really don't even worry that much about him. He's as disciplined for a 22-year-old as you're ever going to come across in how he prepares. The guy's all in. And I think that's why you're seeing what you're seeing. That combined with a lot of God-given ability.
Y'all take care.
You too.
Thank you.